Yeah, bunch of that's still occupying them, is it? Yeah, time to fasten. By the way, maybe it's just worth correcting before I go on. I misspoke the other day, yesterday, when I said this is steering around. I mean, there is steering around, but it's not quite the way I said it. I had said that the Ran, the Lishna Kama learns like Rashi, and the Lishna Tziosa learns like the Mishpah. The Ran's not in the Lishna Tziosa. There's two Rans in the Lishna Kama. The Ran, first he quotes Rashi, the Lishna Kama, half a tefa. He's calling it half a tefa. That's like Rashi Malik, that the Nidin is on the Ikidin tefa. And Lishna Kama holds, you don't need a tefach at all. I was there. The Ilcha says that the tefach Shama Chonim is just something that's, it's a did in the Tzurta Pesach. That it should be the Konim of the Tzurta Pesach should be half a tefach apiece. And then later he brings the Rif. The Rif says on Lishna Kama that in any territory of the Tzurta Pesach, but it puts on the tefach. But the tefach now is moved. You don't need a tefach. On that, the Ram says, then you don't need a tefach at all. That's not possible. It means you don't need a tefach sefer. So chara yirlochar, the Rif is learning like the Ritva. Like the Nidin of the Sugi is tefach sefer. Mr. Kama is saying that's the only thing that any territory of Tzurta Pesach meaning, and therefore tefach sefer goes out the window. So it's a little strange. The Rif talks about Rashi's Trat, and then he brings the Rif's Trat, which is the Ritva. He doesn't speak out that the Chara, these are two different mahalchim in the Gemara. That's the sphere in the. Yeah, actually, Asher B'Zeichut, but perhaps it's still a bit shredder. It's not quite the way I said it. In the notes, I fixed it up, but I haven't posted them yet anyway. So, okay, let's go on. Shai Kil Chosim. Omer Ol. V'chein l'Shabbos. Migid ha'vidayt v'ni yisuk ha'vidayt v'ni yishabbos. So, first of Shad, it means that this halacha of Shtishis, Achil Shefa, we have a few migas in the Gemara. This is the first migah. The first migah is from the Gemara of Shtishis Avilu Tefach. The Shtishis Avilu Tefach is a sukkah de kalof. Shabbos, you need Shalosh Mechitzes Gemurais. You need their answer. And the Rabbanim, you need to pick them the fourth will also, but you need their answer, you need to have three Mechitzes Shleimus. Migah, when Shabbos falls out on Sukkos, Shabbos of Sukkos, so then, Migah Davi Doifin, and in a sukkah, Migah Davi Doifin, the Yin Sukkah, Have you doifin the Yin Shabbos? Losh and Leran, what's this Migah? How does this work? So, Leran says, Losh and Leran, the Eshul Mechitza Shetati Lechatzon. Once it has a Teres Mechitza Lechavi Sukkah, so it can't be that it has a teres mechitza, this doifin shlishi, that it has a teres mechitza l'gavi sukkah, but it doesn't have a teres mechitza l'gavi shabbos. That's the issue. So first of all, we can see right away, something that we've already seen many times in the past, but here it's very clear, that the concept of doifin sukkah is, first of all, a mechitza de kalocha. At the very least, maybe it's other things too. I don't think it's other things too, but it certainly has this element of mechitza, and that it has the function of a mechitza to be matir, to be mavdil the rishus that it's defining, as opposed to just a naive understanding. You know, you ask a kid, what are the rules of the sukkah? A sukkah has to have rules. What is that to do with mechitzas or shabbos? You see, it's the same idea. The tannis of a sukkah are mechitza. The purpose is to be mavdil the rishus. And if on Sukkot this doifin shlishi has the koyach to be mabdul to define a rishus, so the neila it's mabdul a rishus not only l'gavi sukkah but it's mabdul l'gavi shabbos as well, and it becomes a rishus a yochid. So what does Rashi say? Look, Rashi. The Chaim Shabbos, first white line. Afal Pi, should Tzorech L'Shabbos Sholosh Mechitzes Diosu Rishus Yochid? Usually you need three Mechitzes. Shabbos Shul Sukkos Matir Lismo Echal Mechitzes HaSukkos. Shabbos Shul Sukkos is different. You can use the Mechitzes of the Sukkah. In Osu B'Shus Rabbim Tzorech L'Fisle Sukkah De Eim Be'el Eshtayim Bilchos Nishtish Zahil Tepach Machnus Emaitzi Hemeno L'Beisai. So you can carry from the house into the sukkah, because it becomes a shusi ochet. Dafagam to b'shas shabbos is le'mishtari. Usually on Shabbos you need mechitzah shleimus. Nami b'shas mechitzah sheinim shel sukkah le'mishtari b'ochet. Or even on sukkahs, mechitzahs that are not mechitzahs of sukkah, stam mechitzahs. You can't use this. Shabbos the sukkah shayu the migdei day tefach. Agmei rachmoshu le'moshu. The mechitzah sukkah the heavily daken shleimu the sukkah. Abi daken nami b'shabbos. B'shabbos the sukkah le'in Shabbos. The question of Rashi is that since Agmi Rachmana the Tefach is a Dekin Shlemo, we'll come back to this Lashon, it's a Lashon to Lashon. The question of Rashi is Agmi Rachmana the Lashon that the Tefach is a Dekin Shlemo in Yisukkah. So may it becomes a Dekin Shlemo in Yishabbos. And therefore it's mutter to be metalto from the bias into the Sukkah. So first of all, we learn Rashi that this halacha of Migoy is relevant to, it's relevant even with Rabbanim. It's relevant halacha ma'aseh that it's mutter to carry in the sukkah. Not only relevant to Moshul to Chil Chatos, but it's relevant. It becomes mutter l'chatkila. The Shayim asked, how's it mutter l'chatkila to carry in the sukkah, even if granted that we have a migoy that the doifin, the tefach, the shlishis tefach has a din of a doifin, and therefore it's like a doifin shlema. But even if you had three Tfani Shlemas on Shabbos, so Midrash, it will be Rosh Hashanah. Midrabanan, you can't carry it. Midrabanan, you have to have a Tikkun in the Ruach Havi. It's either a Mobi, you need a Lechia Teir, if it's a Chodsh, you need Shnei Lechayayim, whatever it is, you can't just leave the Ruach Havi open. So how what does the Migo here help me? Even if I have three Mechitzas on Shabbos, Midrabanan, I'm not enough. Midrabanan, you have to have a fourth Mechitza. The emphasis is that this Rosh Hashanah and Bashlut, Dashlomo says that in the Quran, the Rabbana and the Sirel, the Salaf is not relevant. It's only relevant on the level of the Raisa. The Migo makes it that I have three families. So I still can't carry the Rabbana. But it's relevant in the Raisa that Hazorah the Tayyah Chayyah, the Yachavin Yachavis, because it becomes the Raisa, the Kemish Yosef. And Dashlomo says that's why the Rif is Mashmit this day. The Rif Sakam Mashmit this first halacha. Says the Hashlama, because it's not a Yelam Isa. It's only the Gael Gabi Chiyav Chathas. It's not a Zeh, we don't have Chathas. So in the middle, this whole halacha is a dead letter. The Maisa, the Ran, and more about Achlam and the Meiri, the Chaylik on this Hashlama. I'm asking to Rashi. And they say that, no, it works. It works not going to carry me. It works to carry in the it works to carry in the sukkah. The way the Rambam does it is that so much, doesn't explain so much why. The Rambam says it's machshir. The Migui says that it's machshir. If it's machshir, we have a sukkah. It's machshir, we have a. The Migui's. No, I don't know what the Rambam comes from. Anybody remember what the Rambam said? The Ran doesn't say it, the Ran just says that it works midrabanan. The Ran is more busy with the definition, which we'll talk about later on. The Ran asks, why do we even need a migoy? He's talking about the rice level. Why do you even need a migoy? The doifin shlishi is a lechi. The doifin tefach, even if it's a Shabbos, he says, with the rice, it's a lechi. Lechi mishu mechitza. Lechi is going to run Arabic. But the Ran passes, we pass in lechi mishu mechitza. So you have Gimel Mechitzas. So what's even the whole nafkimina between midrabbanan, you need three mechitzas shleimus. Midraisa, so lechi is lechi has a din of a mechitzas. We'll see later on in the other some of the other midras. So you really have three mechitzas. So what's the whole nafkamina for the midras? So first, the Ram finds nafkamina in the deraisa. It's the muscle of your nafkamina. If you have one wall is very long, the other wall is very short. So midraisa. So in Hilchos Shabbos, it would only be rishus hayochid, even if lechi mishum mechitzas. It would only be a rishus hayochid keneged hakotzer. And the chesukah would be the whole thing would be fresh. And then, anyway, he's marach in that, so maybe that also needs to be gone into. But then he says, and the rabbanon for sure you need a midrash, because the rabbanon you need a misak in the ruach revias. So halach lemaisi you for sure need a midrash. So it's clear in the round, and it works. The midrash works. The midrash takes care of the fact that I don't have a tikkun in the ruach revias. So the Meiri explains. The Meiri says that since this doifin shlishi is machshir linyan sukkah, so memele it's machshir all by itself. This doifin tefach linyan sukkah is machshir legamri. It's machshir the sukkah legamri. You don't need anything in the ruach revias. So memele, when it comes to Shabbos as well, the doifin tefach is machshir the whole reshut that you're allowed to carry. So what's the Meiri saying? Savona. I see the rabban. You need them sack in the ruach revias. So the miga gives me a doifin, but where's the fourth doifin? So the chayr the rabban in the miri is that go through what he's saying all the time. That the mechitzas of sukkah, their function is to be magdil the whole rishus. Again, Rashi the top of the Amud Mechzi Kedalat mechitzas. The point of the mechitzas is to be magdil the whole rishus mikol stodov from the surrounding outside. So even though all I need is shtayim kol chosim shlishis tefach, but what that shlishis tefach does, or what that shtayim kol chosim shlishis tefach does, is not merely give me a third wall, but it gives me the shtayim kol chosim with the shlishis tefach gives me a full enclosure, and now the reshus hasukkah becomes mugdelis. For that matter, that's the function of the three mechitzas and Shabbos. But what the Meiri, I think, is saying is that even though on Shabbos they said midrabbanan that you need a fourth wall, what's the gedah adover? The gedah adover is in the Shabbos they said that in order to be mavdil rishus yochid from the rishus rabbim, you need four mechitzas. That's the drabbanan. But it's not that they said it's mavdil only three mechitzas, but there's just some stamped in drabbanan, you need to have something on the fourth wall. The drabbanan says that in order to be mavdil rishus yochid from rishus rabbim, you have to have the havdol has to be al yedei dalad mechitzas. But on sukkahs, and in a sukkah, they didn't make that the rabbanon. They said you could be mabdil the rishus of the sukkah with shtayim kol chosim shlishis afilu tefach. The rabbanon didn't tamper with that halacha. So Migley says that when you have shtayim kol chosim shlishis afilu tefach, since the ma'aseh that works to be mabdil the rishus of the sukkah to make it into rishus of sukkah. So Meila Migley says Migley to have a rishus l'inyan sukkah, so have a rishus l'inyan Shabbos. So it doesn't matter that the rabbanon they said it on Shabbos need a fourth wall. Everything gets swept up in the Migley. Because the force of the Migoy is that if it's a Rishus Mubdelus Linyan Sukkah, then it's a Rishus Mubdelus Linyan Shabbos. So just like they takes care of their Isaacan differences, you know, maybe their Isaac needed three walls on Shabbos, and then Sukkah only need two and a fraction. So that's the Migoy. That the Nechrami, they have different Gdorim, but on Sukkah, Shabbos gets the Gdorim of Sukkah. And whatever it works to be Mabdul Rishus of Sukkah, works to be Mabdul Rishus of Shabbos. So now Chachom came along and they said they need even more. It's not enough to have three Mechitzah Shleimus for Shabbos, need four mechitzas in Shabbos. Okay, fine. Kolze achmis l'tei chamigoy. At the end of the day, Chazal said that you have to have four mechitzas in Shabbos. At the end of the day, what are we trying to accomplish? Even with that four mechitzas in Shabbos, we're trying to accomplish to be mabdul rishus. So migoy, that two mechitzas and a tefach are mabdul the rishus of the sukkah. So mamele, it's called the havdolul in Shabbos as well. This is an important insight here in the Meiri. That you see in the Meiri, that the Migoy is not just local in the fourth night. The Migoy is in the whole Havdolah of the Rishus of the Sukkah. Because again, if we're only talking local, Migoy, now I have a third doifin, what is the help of Shabbos? Shabbos, they need to keep in the Ruach Revias. The Meiri said, no, it's more than that. It's not just the Migoy in the particular doifin. The Migoy is in the whole Rishus. Migoy, that Shtayim Kilchosm Shishta Filotefach, makes a Rishus Mubdelis Linin Sukkah. So it makes the Rishus Mubdelis Linin Shabbos. And all the Gitri Shabbos go by the wayside. Both of their Isaacic requirements of Shabbos. And the Rabbanic requirements of Shabbos, now we use the requirements of Sukkah. The Sukkah is enough, Shayin Kilchosnish, Dishus Afilu Tefach. The Meiri then goes on, he makes the point explicit, To me, then goes on and asks, well, what do you do with the Lashon HaGemara? The Lashon HaGemara is Nigga having Daifin Linyan Shabbos, having Daifin Linyan Sukkah. It's Mashmah that the Nigga here is in the Daifin. The Fidim Ha'iri, it's not in the Daifin, it's in the whole Rishos. So the Miri himself asks it. And then Ha'iri says that Daifin over here is a shorthand. It means that it's a Daifin HaMashir. That Nigga, that this Daifin Tefach has the Kayach to be Mashir. Presumably means together with the Shtayim Kul Chosuk. It has the Kayach to be Mashir Linyan Sukkah. So in Mela, it has the koyach to be makshir in Shabbos. That's what he means. He means that a local halacha from the doifin. Means this doifin is the makir b'patish that now I have a havdolah in Sukkah. So therefore, once I have a havdolah in Sukkah, I have a havdolah in Shabbos as well. So in Rashi, we have to say the same thing, because Rashi also said it's like you're allowed to carry him in the rabbanon. It's not only for chiyuv chatas. It has the effect that it's mamash lumim with the l'talkel. I wear the tikkun in the ruach of these. So Chori, I have to say, Al-Derech, the Meiri. Maisi, it's a little bit shred to me, I don't know the Teres, a little bit shred, the Lashon of the Rashi doesn't sound so much like it. The Lashon of the Rashi is, that Miga, the Agmei Rechmona, that this Tefach is a Doifin Shlemo, that's the Lashon of Rashi, that the Agmei Rechmona, that the Tefach has a din of a Doifin Shlemo. Sounds in Rashi like it's a local din in the Tefach, the Tefach becomes a Doifin. Very shet, even if the Tefach did become a Doifa. But where's my ticket on the Ruach of Ish? That's not the chat. It doesn't mean that the Tefach becomes a Doifa. It means that the Tefach with the Shtayim Kil Chosid are mapped to the whole Rishos, Ka'omer. The Lashon Rashi is different. Actually, Lashon is it becomes a Doifa Shem. Lashon Rashi is going to be difficult for other reasons also, we'll see going forward, but I don't know. I don't know what to do with that. So Lashon Rashi, with her in that, is different. The mice you see the Hashlama Takahil. The Hashlama holds that the Taka can't carry in this. So the whole Gemara is only looking at Chiyah Katas. But now that you need to have a fourth, now that you need to have a Tikkun Beruch Rebiyas. So now already you can't, so that, for that, Miga doesn't help. What's Pshat in the Hashlama? Which Nikud is the Hashlama being Chayil? So there's, I think, two possibilities. Because what's wrong? Chayim Iri is very sharp. Lamed Shmiri, Lamed Shmiri. So what's Pshat in Hashlama? Which part of this Shibbol Torah and Iri does the Hashlama not like? There's two possibilities. First of all, it could be that the Hashlama held that the Migra is Taka in the Doifin, like the pastors in the Gemara. Migra have a Doifin in Shabbos, have a Doifin in Yisuk. So all the Migra does is that it makes this Doifin Tefach into a Doifin Shlama, like the Pshat trap in the Lashon of Rashi. So Mele, what does it help for the Ruach of Iri? There's no Migra. That could be. That about it could be. Possibly number two is maybe the Hashlama holds that the din derabbanan that you need a tikkun beruach revius. That's yesh lachka. What's the pshat in the Shabbos? You need a tikkun beruach revius. You need a lechi yekayre and yekus. If it's a mobile, if it's a chotz, you need more. Whatever. You need even the sakam beruach revius. You understand the two ways. We could understand the pshat is that even though midaraisa three mechitzas are mavdal l'rishos, midrabanan you need four mechitzas to be mavdal l'rishos. That's one possibility. Well, we can say no. Midrabanan it's also three mechitzas that are mavdal l'rishos. But it's exer v'alma that it, since the ruach avias is open to the outside, so they said even though this is rishos yochid, even midrabanan is rishos yochid. But Rosh Hashayochid, that's open to the outside. Chacham made a gzeir ba'am that you can't carry in Rosh Hashayochid that's porous to the outside without a tikkun. Different ways to understand. Again, you could understand until you're mistaken the ruach of Yis. The midrabanan doesn't have to be. It's not Rosh Hashayochid. It's not a Rosh Hashmuvdelah. It's midrabanan. Or you could say no, midrabanan. It is a Rosh Hashmuvdelah. It is a Rosh Hashayochid. But Chacham made a gzeir ba'am that even though it's Rosh Hashayochid, but it's open to the outside without a tikkun in the ruach of Yis. So you're not allowed to carry. There's an afkamino gavi the shaylah. The whole Havana that we said in the Meiri is like which way? The Meiri says, the whole Havana which said in the Meiri, that since in Sukkah, even though it's only Shtayim Kol Chosid Shishis L'Tefach, but since the Rosh Hashanah Delos in Sukkah, so it becomes the Rosh Hashanah Delos in Shabbos, and that sweeps away even the Drabbanon. That's like which side of the Chakira? That Midrabbanon, you need four Mechitzes to make a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, or the Midrabbanon, it is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but you can't carry anyway. The first way. It is midrabanan. You need four mechitzas to midrais. You need three mechitzas shleimus and Shabbos. Midrabanan. You need four mechitzas to make your shusayochid to be mavdil rishus. But on Sukkah, we have a different way to be mavdil rishus. With the migoy is mavdil rishus. That's the meiri. But maybe the Hashlama held that no, and Shabbos, even with Rabbanan, three mechitzas is marvelous, just like three mechitzas shleimus. So then I have a mikveh that at Sukkah you don't need three mechitzas shleimus. It's enough to shlishus afilu tefach. But then there's another Rabbanan. Even after it becomes a rishus mugdelis, the stam halacha that even a rishus mugdelis, even a rishus yotzer, if it's open to the rishus rabbim, you're not allowed to carry. What's the mikveh get help in that? So maybe that's not going to be shachin. That could be shachin dashlam. So we have the hashlama. The Me'iri is built on two anachas, where we're explaining the Me'iri. Anacha number one, that the pshat in the Rabbanon, that you need a hik in the Ruach Revius, is not stomach zera ba'alma, but rather that's what defines the Rishus Mubdelis. With the Rabbanon, that's what you need to be ma'abdul the Rishus. That's one leg of the Me'iri. And then the other leg of the Me'iri is that the Migri is not local in the Daifin, but the Migri works on the whole Havdol of the Rishos. Migri, then it's Rishos Mugdelis, and in Sukkah becomes Rishos Mugdelis in Shabbos. The Me'iri needs both of those legs to stand up. The Hashlama, maybe doesn't hold from one of those legs, maybe doesn't hold from the other, maybe doesn't hold from both. We can't know. Okay, Fessi like it. Esrei Abaye, Mi Amin Amigoi. It's true that there's a concept of migoy. And meanwhile, the migoy that we only had one migoy so far. The migoy ran, let's put the migoy up on the wall. Migoy number one is the din of Tepach. It goes from Sukkot to Shabbos. And the thing that we're doing about it is the Shlishis Tepach. Okay. So now, Esrei Abaye, Umi Amin Avigoi, V'atanya, Udim Revaisa, Doifin Sukkot, Kedoifin Shabbos, Uvil Vashli, Vin Konu L'Chareroi, Shloi Shetzvokim. That's Halacha number one. We used to Halacha number two, we say, Shabbos El Sukkot, Shabbos Shabbos in the Terrace, El Moi, Vin Vulal Parts, Vashen came to Sukkot. What I think it means, my love, you say Shabbos to Sukkot, it means even on Shabbos. V'lo Amin Avigoi. Look, you say Shabbos, the Alma Shabbos, the Sukkah. We're not talking about Sukkahs. Okay, let's hear Rashi. So, what are the two halves of the Brisa? The first half of the Brisa, Daif and Sukkah, Daif and Shabbos. So, Rashi, Kol Sidei, Defani, Shetira Chacham, L'Shabbos, Kigoy, Mechitza, Shol Shesi, L'Eir, Bidom, Be'er, Kifim, Be'kona, L'Vashle, Ben'kona, L'Chaveri, Shol Shetvachim. After we shereichem kana any other malay etzba, based on kana the kana shloisha tefachim chasam asher. The ikav poros meruba la oimid shapid domid. I mean the love. So the first half of the price is saying that just like on Shabbos you use a mechitzah shel kana. So on Sukkos also you could use, but Sukkos also you could use a mechitzah shel kana, even though. And how does it work? Even though the chayrus poros meruba la oimid, but love takes off poros meruba la oimid. With love, it becomes kuli oimid. So that works also by sukkah. You can make a mechitzah shel kanim by sukkah, the same as by Shabbos. Even though the chayr is parach mu bala oimid, but with love, it's not parach mu bala oimid. Ubilvad shelo yehi shiyehi zoyer shelo yehi ben konin lechaveri shelo yishutvachim shiumakim techadavu in Shabbos. Because if you have more than Gimel Tochim, or you have Gimel Tochim, and came not to claim the Torah's Lovod, then you don't have Lovod anymore. And if you don't have Lovod, then what's the problem? Then it's going to revert to being Torah's Mubal Oimit, like Rashi just said. And Rashi is, Daphne Mubal Oimit, Havali Havali Torah's Mubal Oimit, Havali Mokim Echad, they shame the famous Havali Kipsochim. This problem is that Torah's Mubal is only if the whole side is Torah's Mubal Oimit, but if it's just one or two, then it won't be far. It's moved by Elohim. We're glad I have gas. It's interesting. So it says the Perish in the Spicer. That is a din of far. It's moved by Elohim. Not only by Shabbos, but by Sukkot. Then the next line in the Bryce is, but you say a Shabbos and Sukkot, that on Shabbos you have to have Elohim and Mullah Parah. It's by Sukkot. You could have Parah. It's moved by Elohim. Okay, we haven't done the next Rashi yet, but right away you see what Rashi is going to be faced with. The Brisa says itself, first line of the Brisa says, first part of the Brisa says that Shabbos is like Sukkot, that you have to have Shalyah ben Kana Chaveri Gimel Tvachim. That means it's in a Parish Mubal Oimit. person who is no good, then the next line in the Brisa is, but you say a Shabbos for Sukkah, the Shabbos, you have to learn with Mulah Parah, and Sukkah you don't have to have learn with Mulah Parah. So the Reisha say, who will they say for Reisha? How does it so that's what Rashi addresses in the next Dibur. So Shabbos came in the Teres, he made Shabbos Sukkah Marbe, Shemim Tuas Apesek, Verabim Alaimit, and Mubatali Alaimit. Shabbos you have to have Alaimit Mulah Parah. So if you have a lot of Sukkim, they don't have a Tuas Apesek. If they have a Tuas Apesek, then it's awesome. But if they don't have a Tuas Apesek, and you have a lot of Sukkim, you have to make sure. You have to have Sukkim. You have to make sure that it's not Purim Shmuv Alayimit. Masha Ein came B'Sukkah. What does that mean? The Sagilei Sukkah. So you have to have Goyev and Kanada Chaver. So that says Rashi, the Sagilei B'Shnayim Shulchas M'Shish Sefil Tefa. Afilu Hoyul B'Sukkim B'Shtei Atfan Es Echad Eshnayim Tuchim Et Sarfis Lu B'Had Eshnayim Arputz Es Havali Purim Shmuv Alayim. So Rashi explains the difference. Yes, there's a din of Purim Shmuv Alayimit by Sukkah too. But that's what the first half of the Brisa says. That the second half of the Brisa says that if I simply there's no problem of first move alignment, it means not in one particular mechitza. It means globally. That on Shabbos, if globally you have first move alignment, that means from all four sides, you have first move alignment, even though three sides maybe are even move apart, and you only need three mechitzas. But you have to also take a bird's eye view. And from all four sides, you have first move alignment. Says Rashi, on Shabbos, that's no good. And by Sukkah that's not true. By Sukkah it's enough to have as long as they have shtei mechitzos, shtayim kelchosim, shlishis tefach. Even though if I would add up all four sides, very likely I would have parts move alayim, because two sides are almost completely parts. The ruach rabbis is totally parts. The ruach shlishis is parts, except for the tefach. So already I already start off that I have 49% is parts. I'll have just a few sukkim here and there, and the other two mechitzas, it's going to be globally, it's going to be parish move alignment. And Shabbos, that will be no good. And Sukkah is fine. So that's the difference between the two halves of the Brisa. The first half of the Brisa is saying that yes, Sukkah also has that halacha that you have, you want to use a mechitzah shokanim, you have to make sure that it's lovah. If it's not lovah, then that mechitzah is parish move alignment. But knows where I need a mechitzah, shnayim kol chasson, it has to be, I'm going to move alapar, it's not parish move alignment. That you have to have lovah. But globally, it's allowed to be oimid meruvala parts, and that's not true. It's allowed to be rather parts meruvala oimid. And by Shabbos, you have apparently both halachos. Shabbos, every particular wall has to be parts meruvala oimid, but that's not enough. Even if all three walls are parts meruvala oimid, but globally, if you include the fourth side, where you just have a lechi or a charism, on the fourth side, if globally it adds up to being oimid parts meruvala oimid, so that is no, that's no. It says in the Shashi, Kama Chidushin, first of all, it says a Chidushin Ulka Shabbos, a Merit, a Chidushin Ulka Shabbos. That besides the din of Oymen Uvala Poros that we have in every particular Mechitza, that we're familiar with, but that there's another halakha, Poros Uvala Oymen, from all four sides. That's a Chidush, Merit, a Chidushin Rashi all by itself. In Erevin, Rashi also says it, in the name of base, Rashi also says that Poros Uvala Oymen, but Shabbos, from all four sides. So if you have pitz, it's harbi, but dalad ruchay se'el. And the Rani, and the Chiddush Aran, and David Aleph also mentions this, brings down that that's Shittus Rashi. That's the din of Oymen Uvala Poros from all four sides of Shabbos. So in Svara, we talked about this. In Svara, it's a chiddush, because the fourth side doesn't really need a mechitza, it needs a tikkun. Why should it need to be Oymen Uvala Poros? The fourth side's got to be the mushroom. Three sides have to be Oymen Uvala Poros, each side individually. You need three mechitzas, each mechitza has to be oimen muvel apart. The fourth side is allowed to be part of muvel oimen. Just has to have a lechi akur. Nonetheless, this new din that you have to add everything up, and globally it also has to be oimen muvel apart. The stum of the avon is. Because even though you only need three mechitzas in Shabbos, we're thinking of ruach rabbis. But the idea is to be makif, to separate the shos from dalet stum. That's the idea, as we've always been saying, to be mavdal of shos hayochet from all four sides. And if globally, it's called Paris Mubal Aymed, even though I have three mechitzas shlemas, or three mechitzas that are each one of them is Aymed Mubal Aymed, that are good, they're Aymed Ruba. Nonetheless, since globally it's Paris Mubal Aymed, so that mechitza can't be Mabdal of Shusay Yochid from the Rishus Haram. That's Chiddush number one. And then Chiddush number two is that's not true on Sukkah. That's not true by Sukkah. That also needs a Hezda. Why is it not true by Sukkah? Yes, it's true. Sukkah doesn't need four mechitzas. It only signs the chosn shishis afilu tefach. So what? Shabbos also doesn't need four mechitzas. Shabbos also only needs three mechitzas. And nonetheless, it's a din of midal stotter. So why can't sukkah be the same way? Yeah, I only need two mechitzas with shlishis afilu tefach. But nonetheless, why can't there be a din that I need to remove it from all four sodom? But it's not inconceivable. Maybe the Torah said, yes, you only need time to chasm with shlishis afilu tefach. But you also have to make sure that if you add it all up globally, it's going to be a miserable balafah. That's not impossible. You could have two mechitzas shleimas with the shlishis tefach, and you have 51% on it. You have to be pretty careful that my shlishis afilu tefach, I'm not going to have any mechitzas, or, you know, except maybe into, you know, a tiny little amount, because obviously you're very close to the, you know, you're walking very close to the edge, but so what? You know, talking there, I still here, so what? So just like on Shabbos, even though you only need three mechitzas, it needs to be able to move from all four sides. So why not say the same thing by Sukkah, even though you only need sign to cause and shish to feel a tepech, but it has to be Ayman Merubah apart, but it has to be Ayman Merubah from all four sides. So the Chareh, here you see, this I talk about at the very beginning of the Sukkah, that there's a fundamental difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. That by Shabbos, I really need to be guided through four sides. So even though the mic's only between the pizzas, I don't actually have to make the mechitzah on the fourth side with the rice. That's because it's a Pesach. The fourth side is a Pesach. But the etzem, I'm being guided to four sides. I'm making, that's called a gedder from all four sides. I'm out of a toil, I don't have a mechitzah on the fourth side. But the three mechitzahs, since they're mechitzah shleimah, so the fourth side is the Pesach. So the Mai said, it's called the way I'm mabdul, is I'm being guided to the rishus. I make a full gedder around the rishus. The full gedder is three sides, the middle of the fourth side is the Pesach. By Sukkah, the Torah is mechadish, time kochos, mechitzah, shavil, tefach. That means the Torah is mechadish by Sukkah, that you don't need to be guided from all four sides. Because if time kochos, mechitzah, shavil, tefach, then the fourth side is not a Pesach. The sign kachos and shisha filu tefach means that the etzem I'm only being guided two sides plus and a little bit. So here in Sukkah it must say that it's a chiddush that I only have to be guided two sides and a little bit, and the other two sides could be parts. And nonetheless, that's enough to be ma'abdul rishus. So maybe when I'm measuring ayin meruba, so by Shabbos where the etzem I have to be guided four sides. So even though nice, I'm allowed to leave the fourth side open, but still, I'm being guided there for, that's the Pesach, but I'm being guided there four sides. Mela Oymen Meruba is measured from all four sides. By Sukkah, we're Be'etzim, I'm only being guided there two sides and a little bit. And the other two, so there's no Pesach, there's just, the rest is just Poros. So Mela, here, all I need to be guided there is two sides and a Tefach. All I need to be guided there is two sides and a Tefach, so that's all that needs to be Oymen Meruba, the rest doesn't have to be Oymen Meruba la Poros. The Chayyab Shuttoy, that's what it says in this Rashi. Here also the Chayra is attention, which what Rashi is saying now, at least the way I'm explaining it, if I'm right, then the Chayra, how does this thing with the Rashi before, where Rashi said that the way the Tefach works is that it's Agmir Rachmon Olamashah that it becomes a Doit Mishleimo. The Mashmoy is the Chayra, the Rashi before, of Doit Mishleimo, is that the way the Tefach works is that it's not that the Ruch is parts. The Torah said that Tefach, I don't know if I die that way, Rashi. That Rashi is saying, that the Tefach is Nimshach, it's Nimshach al Pnei Kulim. And Rishayim, there is such a Lashon, that the Tefach is, that the Gzeres HaKos, the Halacha Moshe Mishini is that the Tefach is Kilu Nimshach al Pnei Kol HaRuach HaShlishis. Here's the one that was the Tefach. Beginning of the Sikh. If that would be true, and if that's the Shabbat of Rashi before, that's what Rashi sounds like. Agmei Rachman Moshe, that the Tefach becomes a Doit Mishleimo. If that's the Pshat in Agmei Rachman Moshe, that the Tefach becomes a Doit Mishleimo, then it means that in Sukkah you also have three Mechitzas. So then Mechit Teisa, there should be a difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. Shabbos needs three Mechitzas. Sukkah also needs three Mechitzas. The special Hilchasa by Sukkah, that the third Mechitza can be made out of a Doit and Tefach with the Royan. That's in the three Mechitzas. So if it's Be'etzim three Mechitzas, just like on Shabbos, there's three Mechitzas, you need three Mechitzas. But the sin of Ayman Rumal apart from all four sides. So let's say the same thing by Sukkah. Moreover, if the Torah said that the Tefach is like a Daif and Shlema, Kilroyim, that is Nimshach HaPnei Kula, then it's not Parts. But Rashi's Mavur, that that's called Parts. Now when you're looking at the Sukkah Be'etzim, if you were looking at it from all four sides, so two sides are Parts. Why are they Parts? There's a Tefach, and the Tefach said it's a Daif and Shlema, so it's Royim, Kilu, it's Nimshach. So it's not Parts. Love is not parts, I is parts. But the halacha says it's not parts. The particular area of the soysim, gudasik, all of these things, they're not parts. Because the halacha says that even though you don't see anything, it's invisible, So it's invisible. So what? But for people who know how to do their halachic jobs, they could see it. It's visible. So he will. So why is it called parash? You have to say that the Rashi before about the Tefach being a Daif and Shlema, I don't know what it means, but it's not Keshuta. It doesn't mean Rayim. It doesn't mean Rayim. Anyway, we said before that the Rashi is very difficult to learn Keshuta. Because the Rashi holds that the Migdal helps for the force to carry Lemaisa, and the Hashlema asks, how can you carry Lemaisa based on the Migdal? The Migdal only gives me a third life, and I need to take it on the Ruch of Yis. So he said, no, that's not the Avonah. The Migdal is that it becomes Rishus Mugdalis. So why is Rashi fixing it? Why is Rashi talking about life and Shlema? That doesn't really do the job. Because anyway, the problem with Rashi says the Tefach Adnei Rechmona, the Tefach is a life and Shlema. Even if that's true, that's not sufficient. I need more than a Daif and Shlema. I need to be Misak and the Rosh Hashanah Yochid from all four sides. Midrabbanan. But the issue that we had before, the Hashlam and the Meiri. So he said before, so what did the Meiri say? That we don't just mean that the Tefach is the third side. We mean that the Torah said that the Chitayim Kachos Nashisha Fil Tefach are Mavda Lahol Rishus. So why does Rashi even talk about the Tefach being a Daif and Shlema? Whether it's true or it's not true, that's not even the issue. What's the difference? What's the lumbus of the Tefach? Maybe the Tefach is a Dovin Shlema, maybe the Tefach is not a Dovin Shlema. Kach oi kach. The main thing is that Shlaim Kachos and Shishis Filo Tefach is Mabdul Rishus of the Sukkah, mi kol Sviri Seh. So anyway, we didn't understand why Rashi is talking about the Tefach being a Dovin Shlema. Now, I have another reason why I don't understand why Rashi is talking about the Tefach being a Dovin Shlema. Because then it's not parts. And why would Shabbos be in a different... So, you know, we're not in the Gidus Rashi, but... Yeah, I know what it means. How you have to say it, but it's not the Pshutish of Rashi. That when Rashi says that Adonai Rachmona, the Tefach of the Daif and Shlema, it doesn't mean like a local word. The Tefach becomes a Psaroyim al Pnei Kulam. The push in this Rashi that is not true, it's parts. If it would be Roim, it wouldn't be parts. So Rashi just meant before that Adonai Rachmona the Moshe, that even though you only have a Tefach, and the Chayra, the rest of the Ruch is parts, and the fourth Ruch is also parts, and it's mostly parts. So where's the Havdalah? So Adli Rechmanu L'Moshe, that it's called the Havdalah, that the Shtayim Kilchasen and the Shlishis Tepech are able to be Mavdil, as if I had, on Shabbos, three walls of Mavdil, because three walls is for sure Mavdil, three walls, then I have a Pesach. So three walls is certainly able to be Mavdil, even in Shabbos. So here, Adli Rechmanu L'Moshe, we don't have three walls. Really, I don't even have a fourth wall, because there's no three walls, I don't have a Pesach. All they have is total dispirza. It's all parts. But Adli Rechmanu L'Moshe, that if you have Shtayim Kilchasen and Shlishis Afilu Tefach, it's Ke'ilu I have a Daif and Shlema, meaning not that the Tefach grows into a Daif and Shlema, but that the Shtayim Kilchasen and Shlishis Afilu Tefach are able to do the same work of Havdalah that three Mechitzah Shlemas are able to do. And just like three Mechitzah Shlemas are able to be Magdal and Rishus Mikol Svi Yisrael, so Shtayim Kilchasen and Shlishis Afilu Tefach are just as good, they're just as able to be Mabdul Rishus Mikol Svi Yisrael, but in a different way. And Shabbos, the way the Havdalah works, is because I have three Mechitzah Shlemas that are Oymed, that are Sosum, and then the fourth side is the Pesach, so it's also able to go into the Stimus and out. And then I look at it globally, it's Oymed Ruvel HaParetz, and Mela, I Mamish was Sosum, the Rishus from all sides. With three Mechitzah Shlemas and a Pesach, and it's Oymed Ruvel from all four sides. So that's the way the Stimus works in Shabbos. Sukkah works differently. Sukkah, I only have time, because she's supposed to do a Tefach. So I don't even have most of the third side, nor do I have a fourth side, because if I don't have three sides, I don't have a Pesach. So the Mele, it must be that the steamer works differently. The Tzaka not Sosum because of Israel. It's only Sosum from two sides in a Tefach. But nonetheless, Adonai Rechmanu L'Moshe, that those two sides in a Tefach, which are only Oymed in Merubah and two sides in a Tefach, it's really globally, maybe it's part of Merubah Oymed even. It doesn't matter. Adonai Rechmanu L'Moshe, that it's as much Muvdelis, the Rishus is as much Muvdelis as it would have been had I had a Daif and Shlema, and therefore had three Mechitzas and a Pesach. That's a lot to read into the Rashi about the Daif and Shlema, but from all these other Rashis in here, from this Rashi, it's a two Hechrechim. We're coming at the Rashi from two sides. Rashi said the Tefach becomes a Daif and Shlema. A naive reading of Rashi is that it's like a kind of Royim. Nevada there, Chayim will learn the way. Rashi is saying that it's in a Royim. The Ritva has that word. That the Tefach is a Psaroyim. Yeah, the Ritva is Chayim from this Rashi, but also he doesn't have this Pshat and 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 Psh But Akapanim, the naive reading of the Rashi that the Tefach is a Royim and Melitz Kol Awasais in the day. So there are two problems they have on the Rashi. Problem number one is the problem of the Hashlomah. Even if the Tefach grows into, if the whole Ligo is that the Tefach grows into a Doifin, but that doesn't help for the fourth wall. And so the Hashlomah says in the Chanami, we're only talking about Achiv Chattas, but Rashi says no, we're talking about mice. You had a carry over there. How you had a carry? You only have three walls. That's from one side. Then we're coming at Rashi from the other side. By the Rashi here, by Paros Mubal Ha'imit, Rashi learns that there's a fundamental difference in Sukkah and Shabbos. By Sukkah, two ruches are Paros. It doesn't matter, I don't need Mubal Ha'Paros. By Shabbos, I need Ha'imit Mubal Ha'Paros from all four sides. That's Mechia. That there's a fundamental difference. Shabbos, I really need three Mechitzas and a Pesach. So maybe it's going to be Sussan from all four sides, I need Ha'imit Merubah from all four sides. And Sukkah, so all I need is Shtayim, Kilchasan, and a Tefach, the rest is Paros. Because I don't need to be Sussan from the other two sides. I only need to be sized in two sides and a little bit of a thick and a temple. Then Shnei Advarim, it's Muchuk, that Rashi holds there's no Royim, and the two sides are Poros, and that's all I need, and that's why I only need room from two sides. And the Royim, and the Vigoy rather, is a Vigoy, not in a particular Doifen, because there's no Royim, the Vigoy is in the Rishus Hamugdelos, but since Shtayim Kachos Neshisa Filotefach, which is only a stima on two sides and a fraction. But it's still mabdul lahol v'shus, so migay that it's mabdul lahol v'shus, that's enough to be mabdul v'shus on Yisuk, it's enough to be mabdul v'shus on Yishabbos ka'omot. And the Rashi about the Tefach, is agmei rachmona, that the Tefach is giving a life in Shlemo, that's going to have to give. It doesn't mean that there's a royim that the Tefach is a life in Shlemo. It means that agmei rachmona l'moshe, that shtayim kilchosm, shtishan filu Tefach, is able to be mabdul v'shus, as if I had three full mechitzas, which is certainly able to be mapped to like it is by Shabbos, because then the fourth side becomes a pesach.